If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. The 9th chapter of the book of Daniel. 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Just pray for us. Fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. Ninth chapter of Daniel. 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Got a thought. And I appreciate the thought. I get some strange ones sometimes. This one's a little strange, but it's what we have. Just ask that the Lord might bless, have His way in the service. Hallelujah to Jesus who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view. A glorified body awaiting for you. As Jacob was traveling, was weary one day, a night on a stone for a pillow he lay. A vision appeared from a ladder so high, it stood on the earth while the top reached the sky. This ladder so tall and yet so well made stood thousands of years and never decayed. It went from heaven, it reeled and it rocked. The angels they guarded from bottom to Tom. Hallelujah to Jesus who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. press onward, climb higher. The top is in view, a glorified body waiting for you. 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. Dear lady, to us sang that song. We appreciate her. Gonna start with the first verse. It says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men and the city of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that hast appointed, that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking." And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. Ninth chapter, I believe it is, of the book of Daniel. We're going to start with the first verse. In the first year of Darius, son of Azarus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Starting with the first verse. "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth, such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter." 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Going to start with the ninth verse. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and the gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture, some out of Genesis and Daniel and 2 Corinthians and Revelation. Now, you pray this morning, about like I've always been. Don't know exactly what we're going to do, which way we're going to go, or anything like that, but we got a thought. And I'll just try my best to do that we feel the Lord has laid on our heart. I thought you can do some reading over in the book of Genesis, a time and a day when Abram at that time had met a man by the name of Melchizedek. And I believe the scripture says that they had give gifts and receive gifts and things of that nature. And Abraham spoke out and he said, I am but dust and ashes. I am but dust and ashes. I want to talk to us this morning. The Lord help me. I don't know whether I can or whether I can't. Be quite frank with you. I really appreciate what I can feel deep down in my soul. I really do. More so, it's just wonderful when the Lord passes by. It's just wonderful. It's glorious. I thought about that scripture, and you say, Preacher, you didn't even read that scripture. I've read it. But Abraham, talking to Melchizedek, he says, I am but dust and ashes. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. Folks, it'd do every one of us good to get in a position to where we realize that we're nothing. Amen. Little dust, a few ashes. That's what we are. That's what we are. Hallelujah. To Jesus who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Oh, how wonderful. How marvelous. How great it is that God would look down upon us and even, I thought, just lay his hand on us. Woo! Just whisper. Thank God, just whisper in our ears. I want to talk this morning, Lord help me. If I can, if I can't, I ain't going to worry about it. Just to be honest with you, you may think, well, preacher, y'all just got it made. You just get up there and read a little scripture and here it comes. I got news for you. I don't have to preach. You know that? We think a lot, well, the preacher's got to preach. I don't have to preach. Woo! I'd rather he preach. Hadn't you? Glory! Glory! I'm nothing but dust. Yes, sir. And a few ashes. I want to talk to us this morning. God help me. About a place we've never been. A place we've never been. I might be able to get there and I might not. I want you to know that Abraham called his eldest servant. This servant's name, by the way, is Eleazar, which way you want to say it. He was a priest. Became a priest. Yes, he was. Typical, folks, typical of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. He was a servant of his master Abraham. Bible said, I read it to you, brethren, he had in charge of everything Abraham owned. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. A place we've never been. I hope you get the gist of this message. I'm going to throw a curve at you here in a minute. But I want you to think about a place I've never been. This servant, Abraham called him. He said, you go down to my father's land, and you bring back a wife for my son, Isaac. That what he told him? Isaac, you bring back a wife. Brethren, that servant had never, ever been in this position. No, sir. Had no clue what he was going to do. And he thought, just like we'd think, what if she don't come with me? That's what he said. First words come out of his mouth. How many times when the Lord passes by and asks us to do something that we utter the words, we can't do it. Or I've not done that. I've not seen that. It ain't been done that way before. A place, folks, that we ain't never been this morning. It don't have to be a place as you consider a place. It may be the position you are in your life. you may be facing things you ain't never faced before. I'm here to tell you, thank God that God will direct you. What did Abraham tell him? He said, the God of heaven and the God of earth, he'll make it come to pass. Brethren, this servant wasn't as sure about it as Abraham was. Oh, oh, glory, hallelujah. A place, my friend, that you ain't never been. This servant, the Bible said that he cried out to God and he said, Lord, he said, let this damsel be one. Said, let it be one that give me drink. And my friend, also give drink to my camels. That what he asked for? Had no clue. How in the world am I going to bring a woman back for the son of my master? She ain't going to want to come back with me. What? What am I going to do, my friend? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of you been in places that you ain't never been. You hear me? I'm going to tell you something else. My friend, a lot of times we get in those places and God delivers. And brethren, we don't realize and understand how to get back there. Do you know that? Shame on us. Shame on us. Brother J.O. Jared, I've mentioned this many a time. But he said it took him a lifetime to learn to fully trust the Lord. Fully. He is an older man when he said that. I've thought about that. I've wondered about that. I've asked questions about that. And the truth of it is, it's more real to me today than it was the first time he said it. Because I thought, well, I think I can trust the Lord. Huh? This servant, my friend, had no clue how to gain the trust of a woman to come back to the land with him. And Abraham told him, he said, now if she don't come, said our oath is done. In other words, if she don't come, it's out of your hands. You don't have to worry about it. But this is what where I'm sending you. And it was not just any old damsel that come up. The Bible says, as soon as he done speaking to who? Speaking to God. He spoke to the Lord. As soon as he got done speaking, here come the woman. Yes, sir. Very first one. How easy can it get? Huh? Sometimes we get in a place and we think there's no way that I can figure this out. And when we get to it, it just seems like it falls in our lap. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She said it this morning. It's not that it gets easier. But I do believe that you come across it so much that you learn to trust easier. You learn how to give it to Him. You've learned down through the years, my friend, you can't do it. You can't make it. This servant had never, ever been in this position. But you know what? God blessed him. I hope y'all get that point. God blessed him. Give him exactly what he come for. Did he not? I could go on and talk about Isaac and Rebekah and all such as this. I'm not going to get into all that. I want you to know there's a place that you've never been. You've never been there. And brethren, when you get there, you absolutely forget how you got there. That makes sense. It might be a situation just like this servant. It might be a situation that you never, ever have to do it again. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Spirit of God is easily offended. The Spirit of God is easily dismissed. You can sit in your pew and quench the Spirit, my friend, and you are sinning against God when you do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I've got no knowledge. I want you to know something. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, if I could say that, brethren, they was put in a position they didn't think they'd ever face. Yes, sir. They didn't eat the good of the land in that day. They didn't get the king's portion. Let me just put it that way. They didn't eat what the king set out on the table. Right. One king. But they got the king's portion. Yes. But it's a different king. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, they just had pulse and water. That's all he give them. That's all he give them. And you know what? Steve, they eat it more than 10 days. Yeah. 10 days they look fatter and fairer. Yeah. That's what the book says. They look fatter and fairer. Yeah. Daniel, God had showed Daniel some things. He even sent Gabriel unto him. Have you ever had an angel sent to you? Well, preacher, I don't think so. Probably so. Probably so. If you're a child of God, my friend, an angel ought not be a stranger. Amen. Angels encamped round about them. Is that not right? Them. A place you've never been. Don't make sense, does it? Don't make sense, does it? When we think about a place we ain't never been, I don't mind telling you. Inspiration sang a song. It says, I've never been to heaven, but my name already there. But my name's already there. Can I tell you something? Ezekiel saw some things that men had not seen. He went into a place that he had never been. God showed him the four horses, did he not? Told him what they was. Showed him a wheel in the midst of a wheel. He had never been there, folks. He had never been in that place. But God showed him these things. And brethren, they come to pass just like God told him. He is a prophet. He prophesied of these things. Did you know that John saw the same four horses? Yes, sir. There's things that God had showed men. Daniel, my friend, was trying to figure out. Daniel was good about dreams and visions. Was he not? God gave him that ability to interpret dreams and visions. But yet he couldn't understand everything. Nebuchadnezzar could not understand the dream, but Daniel could understand it and also interpret it for him. Did he not? Yet the visions that God gave Daniel, he could not understand. Not on his own. You getting where I'm going? He is in a place he had never been. Brethren, and I read to you, he said, I took and I understood. I understand by the numbers of the book. That he had read, my friend, he understood the desolation and the tribulation that had come upon Jerusalem. Yes, sir. And you go and read and you see if God didn't give Daniel more than he could spit out. God told him to shut it up. Did he not? He revealed it to him and he said, shut it up. He said, for it's for a time and times and a half time. In other words, it ain't for now, but it's coming. And he gave him a certain day. He said, you number these days. And he said, blessed is the man that will come to these days. For this shall be performed. Go, Daniel, stand in thy lot. For thou shalt stand at the end of the days. You hear me? Daniel was in a place he never had been. He never had been. God's put you in a place. God's put you. You may think I'm crazy, but I'm going to be honest with you. Even on your natural job, my friend, God performs miracles through you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He uses you, my friend, in his manner. You say, preacher, I can do nothing. Brethren, you're in a place you ain't never been. See if God don't deliver you. He'll deliver you. He'll give you what you stand in need of. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I thought, I've preached this down through the years. I'm going to preach it to you again today. The real truth of it is, my friend, there's very little description of heaven in the Bible and what's contained. Well, preacher, it's a place I ain't never been. Well, the truth of it is, you've probably been there. You just don't know how to get back there. Huh? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? It ain't going to happen according to what me and you can do. I thought, and I have, we had a service one Sunday morning, Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. There, somebody requested that this young man sing a song. And he got up and he started singing that song, and I want you to know, heaven fell down. I mean, it just broke out. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say this, people was in places they had never been. Listen, it's very important that you mind the Spirit. Very important. Very important. It's important to this congregation that you mind the Spirit. Because it could put you in a place you ain't never been. Well, lo and behold, we come back the next Sunday. And if I'm not standing here, I'm sitting there thinking, they gonna look for the same thing. Yeah. Darrell, I'm going to tell you something this morning. You don't get it the same way every time. No, you don't. You don't get it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen just because it happened last Sunday. You hear me? It ain't. Things, my friend, in our hearts and in our lives, brethren, they do not haphazardly happen. Nor do they happen just by chance. Read your book. There was a reason this damsel come to this well. At this time. It was time. I read it to you. It was time that the women went out to the well. But brethren, it didn't talk about another woman being at the well. Did it? Didn't say there was a bunch of women. Didn't say. She was the first one. According to this servant, she is the only one. The only one. It only takes one. We come back the next Sunday, and lo and behold, if I'm not standing here, they requested this young man sing this very song that he sung last Sunday. I know what they're looking for. You know what they're looking for? The very same thing to fall right up on them. I'm going to tell you something. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. And you know what happens to us? We get disappointed. We get disappointed. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. It ain't in your ability to sing the reason heaven falls down. It ain't in your ability if you can't even sing the reason heaven falls down. I'm going to tell you why it falls down. It's because you are obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, if I know it had happened that way, I'd have done it a long time before that. It wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked. I can faithfully tell you this morning, same church. The dry service ever been in my life. I mean dry. Bone. Had a good group of singers, well-known singers. It was singing night. I'm going to be honest with you, they couldn't carry on a tune in a bucket. It's just dead. Old Brother Ronnie Howard's visiting with us, and I was sitting on the front bench on this side, right next to him. I looked over at Ronnie. I've never said this before in my life. I said, son, I said, this is the driest service I've ever been in my life. It's dry. It's dead, Robert. You couldn't have got nothing started. You couldn't have got a flicker out of nothing. Zero. They said, well, we're going to sing one more song. Bless their heart. Bless their heart. Do you know what? None of us understood what was going on. None of us understood. None of I didn't. I was a pastor. I thought, man, this is just dead. Huh? These are good singers, but it's just dead. Huh? The Lord ain't passing by here. They sat down, they sung that last song. And there's a young man playing, I believe he was playing the guitar, back in the back. When they done that, and he come out on the front of the stage, and he said, I probably should have done this before we ever started. He said, I just wanted to be sure God was telling me to. Son, that man testified. He testified. He outdone himself. You know what? He got in a place he had never been. I'm here to tell you. When we left there, Robert, we had four saved. And they're all church members, folks. Don't tell me God can't make a way when there ain't no way. We try. We do. We really try. We got some of the best singers around that you'll find, my friend. And we absolutely, I believe, put our heart in it. But it ain't every time that God anoints it. It ain't every message I ever preach that God anoints. I'm here to tell you. Preacher, you're not tell that. We think you do a good job. I got news for you. It ain't how good I do that makes the difference. No, it ain't. It's not. Paul said this. I read it to you. He said, I knew a man above 14 years ago, whether in the body or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. That's what he said. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. Is that not right? And he heard things that was unspeakable. Preacher, why was he unspeakable? He was in the same position, my friend, that Daniel was. He is in a place he had never been. He said such a one was caught up to paradise. That's what he said. Listen, folks. It ain't every time that you get up to testify that heaven's going to come down. But can I say this? Should you not keep trying? Should you not? Should you not keep keeping on? I'm going to tell on myself. Been very few times that I felt as rough as I felt after preaching a message. You hear me? I have been there. Been very few. I don't know that I've heard men say that they just They went home, threw the book up, and said they wasn't going to preach no more. I can faithfully tell you, I've never done that. Never. Ever. First, that means you made the crossing every time. No. No. But, just a very few weeks ago, right here at Mountain View, my friend, I felt the roughest after preaching a message that I've ever felt in my life. Now, I didn't quit. I probably went home. I didn't have a pity party. I didn't feel good. And on Monday after that, I didn't feel good. And Tuesday after that, I didn't feel good. Wednesday after that, I didn't feel good. Thursday after that, I didn't feel good. Friday after that, I didn't feel good. Can I go on? About the message that I preached. And I preached what God gave me. But I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like a big fat failure. What I felt like. And I carried that. I carried that about 3 weeks. You really want to know? Oh, preacher. You the pastor. Yeah. A place that you have never been. What I'm preaching on. Sometimes, folks, it takes us getting as low, as low, as low can be. They sang that song, and I've thought about it 1,000 times. When you hit rock bottom, you're still on the rock. That's been a blessing. That has been a blessing. Isn't it amazing, my friend, how God will take just a little something in your life? You say, preacher, you got all faith and you got all trust. And why in the world would you feel bad about preaching a message? It wasn't the message. You hear me? It wasn't a message. Wasn't nothing wrong with a message. I've made this statement, and I had a man, he's heard me make that statement more than once. And he come to me probably about a year ago, I guess it was. He said, you know, I really didn't understand what you was talking about. He said, to just hear lately. And the statement is, I don't always feel saved. Oh. Oh. Preacher. You ought not tell nobody that. Why not? Why not? I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate the feeling that comes with salvation. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't always feel saved. Sometimes I feel like an outsider. Sometimes, my friend, that I feel if I went by my feelings, I would have went the other direction. You hear me? I'd have done something different. But listen to me. There's something that I ain't never done. Lord, help me. I ain't never quit. You hear me? I ain't never quit. Elijah sent his servant out. Elijah, I believe, prayed the first time. He sent his servant out, and the servant comes back. He said, I ain't seen a thing. Nothing. Sky's blue. No cloud in sight. I think Elijah prayed the first time. Don't you? What good would it have done him to send his servant had he not prayed? What did he do? He sent that servant again. Didn't he? Sent him out again. You go look. He come back a second time. I ain't seen a thing. Nothing. Perfect sky. No clouds in sight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He sends him again. Come back, same message, sends him again. Come back, same message, sends him again. Listen, folks, this thing don't work on mine and your time. No, it don't. He sent him the seventh time. Is that not right? That means six times he didn't see a thing. And the seventh time he come back and he said, oh, he said, I see a cloud. Like unto a man's hand. That's what he told him. Wasn't much in that cloud, was he? He said, you go tell Ahab to get home. Tell him to get home. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. How much did he know it was going to rain? Huh? How much did he know it was going to rain? He had a cloud. Woo! He had a cloud. Preacher, I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. Folks, keep on praying. You're going to get a cloud after a while. Yes, sir. A place I've never been. Listen, Paul hadn't been to that place that he talked about. Paul comes down to the end of his journey. He's charged Timothy. He's got Timothy set up in place, brethren, to take care of things. Does he not? He said, Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. Glory to God, I have kept the faith. Brethren, there's something laid up for me and all them that look unto Jesus. Amen. At his appearing. Amen. Is that not right? Place he had never been. Listen. John the Revelator. And by the way, the title of the book is The Revelation. The Revelation. And he tells John in the second verse, he said, things that I have sent and signified by my servants. Is that not right? You won't know some places that John had never been. He had never been on Patmos before. Not in exile before. He had never seen the Lord before. Glory to God. Preacher, he saw him with his own eyes. He had never seen the Lord until he heard that voice behind him. When he turned, he saw what? A man in white apparel. Feet like brass, eyes like fire. Is that not what he said? Brethren, he turned to see the voice that spake with him. Folks, he had never been in that place. He gets on down to the 21st chapter. You want to see a place that John had never been? Read the book of Revelation. From 1st to 22nd. Last verse. That's where John had never been. Yes, sir? Can I tell you something? You might think I've lost my marbles. It doesn't really matter. But John, throughout the whole book of Revelation, he was in places that he had never been. Yes, sir. God was showing him things that God had never showed him before. And brethren, every bit of it is concerning the house of Israel. And the doing away with the natural Jerusalem and setting up the new Jerusalem. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And in the 21st chapter, he said, John, I'm going to show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Yes, sir. Do you know what John had to do? He said, come up hither. Come up hither. Place he had never been. You hear me? A place he ain't never been. But listen, it don't happen on mine and your time. It ain't, nor ever has been. In the hand of man, my friend, that God will show through his Spirit. It's in the servant's hand, which is the Holy Ghost. He's the servant. Preacher, not so. What did he tell his own disciples? He said, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, he said, the Father will not send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whichever one you want to call him. A place, come get a verse song. A place that I've never been. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I can't help it. I can't help it what the Lord has showed me. And I can say me personally, because I've been in a place I ain't never been. You hear me? A place I ain't never been. God showed me that. Preacher, how in the world do you get all that? Have you ever heard me say anything but I listen when people talk? They might be talking about the moon or the stars or the weather. Yeah. They might be talking about something they're working on. But you know what? I listen. Because somewhere, somehow, God's going to talk to me. Yeah. You may not have it, but you might be doing the talking when he talks to me. Brother Robbie preaching a revival several years back. And I had a thought before I went to the meeting house that night, and I was sort of running some things around, chasing some things. Couldn't get them corralled up, about like herding a bunch of cattle, and they're all scattered out yonder and here and everywhere else. And Robbie read his scripture, and I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be. I didn't hear very much Robbie preached. You hear me? But I heard the message. You get me? I heard, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. It don't bother me. It don't bother me what message gets you. The truth of it is, I hope one gets you. Yes, sir, I don't care who's preaching. It don't matter. And just because somebody comes to the altar when a man's preaching don't mean that's the message that got him. You hear me? I understand, my friend. God works on us sometimes. We just hold it in a long time. It's hard to get us in the altar. Do you know that? It is. It's hard. But I told Robbie at the end of his message that night, I said, son, I said, you done a wonderful job. I didn't hear much of it. Preacher, you ought not tell a preacher that. I believe he understood. Darrell, hey, sometimes Andy might be talking to you, but the Lord could be talking to you. Do you know that? My wife don't think I hear a word she says. And she'll disagree with me on everything. It don't matter what it is. She's going to disagree. Because she disagrees. And if I ever say anything, she says, you just know it all. The truth of it is, and I'm just going to tell her, my friend. Thank God. She knows I do. Listen. When the Lord speaks to me, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what you're saying. I don't care what you're talking about. When the Lord speaks to me, I'm listening. You hear me? He might be talking to you through a little bird. Preacher, that's crazy. Well, in the book it says that a little bird passed by. They asked him, how did he know? He said, well, a little bird passed by. It ain't the first time that God's ever used an animal. Amen. Do you know that? I don't figure it's going to be the last. I figure he can still use them. Don't you? What's going to get your attention? A place that you've never been. Listen. Those places sometimes will get pretty frequent if you'll listen. If you'll just listen. Do you know what he wrote? He wrote to seven churches in the book of Revelation, and he told every one of them the same thing at the end. He said, let every man hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Is that not what he said? Susan, I'm going to tell you, he's still talking to the church. Yes, he is. I'm glad he does. I'm glad he's still talking to us. I'm glad there's some places that I ain't never been. I look at it, my friend, as an opportunity. Yes, sir. An opportunity for the Lord to pass by one more time. You know what Jacob said? The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with a man. Turned out to be an angel of the Lord. Did it not? Said he wrestled with him. He seen a vision of the ladder. I sung a little bit of the song. The ladder that reached from earth to glory. And you know what he said? He said, surely, surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. What he said. There's some glory. They are. There's some glory. Thank God. There's some glory in just knowing the Lord. Yes, they are. On your journey. It makes no difference what state you're in. They could be, and it could be, a place you've never been. You know, it could be the best place or the best thing that's ever happened to you. Could be. Let us stand.